best for me.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you were here last week, you should have three sheets.
如果你上周来呢，你会应该手上有三个单张。
And if you don't have three sheets, I have three sheets for you.
如果你没有呢，我有给你们的三个单张。
Okay. Norma, you need sheets?
Donner in the black bag.
Okay, all right. Okay. I think these are all the same. Character of the Almighty God. Okay. Then we got one. Character of the devil. And your relationship.
Thank you.
Okay. Same thing right there. Okay. One. Two. You got that one? Three. Okay. One. Two. Three. One, two, three, one, two,
okay,
one more there.
还有谁需要的？
嗯 ，Okay, two there.
还有没有需要的？
那就这个三。
Okay, if you have a Bible, we're going to turn to John, Gospel of John, chapter 8.
如果大家有圣经呢，翻开约翰福音的八章。
Whoops, sorry.
约翰福音八章。
Get these organized a bit. Okay, relationship. Almighty. All right, in John chapter 8, I'm just going to read just a few verses actually, beginning in verse 41. Let me break in and 41 for Tom. Jesus is speaking to the religious leaders. And he says to the religious leaders, you do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, even God.
所以耶稣在这里说，你们做你们父的事，但是宗教领袖们回答说，我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。
Verse 42, then Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, and I, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me.
耶稣说，倘若你神是你们的父，你们必爱我，因为我本是出于神，从神来的，并不是由着自己来的，是他差我来。
But why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word.
你们为什么不能明白我的道呢？无非是因为你们不能听我的道。
Now, you ought to mark this in your Bible or mark it in your notes, verse 44.
你们都要把44节都要记下来，记在你的圣经上。
You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。
Okay, now, let's remember that, and I'm just going to put it up here one more time, a picture's worth a thousand words. Okay.
我要再把这个图再画一遍。就是上次画的那个
Family of the devil.
魔鬼的家。
And the family of God.
神的家。
Okay. Now we're going to do a little bit of review, just a brief review.
我们做一小点的回顾。
How do you get in the family of the devil? How is the devil called your father? That's what Jesus said. You of your father, the devil. How did they get in the devil's family?
人是怎么样进到魔鬼的家的？你怎么才会认？因为怎么才会成为魔鬼的后裔？
You're born into the devil's family.
你生来就是。
Who was the first person that sinned?
谁是第一个犯罪的人？
Eve.
Well, Eve took the forbidden fruit first, and she gave to Adam, but God holds Adam accountable, so you're both right.
所以你们都是对的，是夏娃拿了这个果子吃了给亚当，但是呢，上帝把亚当当做那个应该负责任的，因为他是丈夫。
And you might want to remember this reference, Book of Romans, chapter 5, and verse 12.
所以罗马书的五章十二节。
As by one man sin entered into the world.
所以借着一个人的罪就进入了这个世界。
And death has passed on to all men.Men and women. Men is not just men, but people.
死呢就因此而进入了人类一代一代传下。
So to be in the devil's family, all you have to do is be born.
所以在恶者的家呢，你只需要做什么？你出生就在这个恶者的家。
Okay. Now, how do I get into God's family?
那你我怎么进到神的家呢？
Believe God.
Okay, born again.
重生。
Okay.
重生。
Born again. How can I be born again?
我怎么才能重生？
Jesus.
All right. What do I have to believe about Jesus?
我需要相信耶稣的什么呢？
He died.A lot of people believe that Jesus died, but they're not born again yet.
很多人都相信耶稣死了，但他们还是没有重生。
He's God, that's right. And he died, that's right. But they're not born again yet.
还是没有重生。
Who did he die for?
他为谁死的？为我。
Remember that. Remember that. Christ died for our sins.But you must make that personal.
所以耶稣为我们的罪死了，我们要把这个我们放在自己身上，是我的罪，他为我的罪死，也就是非常个人的关系。
And there you are before. You're in the devil's family.
这是你原来的位置，你在恶者的家一家。
But you want to be.In God's family, you want God to be your father.
你想要去到神的家，你想要神做你的父。
So to get born again, the Bible says you must believe that Jesus died for you.
所以为了重生呢，圣经告诉我们，你要相信耶稣替你死。
And when he died for you, the Bible says he's buried and he rose again.
圣经又说呢，他埋了，他又三天后又复活了。
Okay.Now, when you make salvation personal, the scriptures say you are born now into God's family. It's a spiritual birth, not a physical birth.
所以当你把救恩接成自己的救恩呢，圣经就说呢，你在属灵里不是肉体上的重生了，你是灵里重生了。
Now you have your sins forgiven. Now you're in a new family. You're in the family of God now.
你的罪得赦免了，你进到了一个新的家，就是神的家。
Can you imagine the Lord Jesus saying to the religious leaders that their father was the devil?
你能想象耶稣对那些宗教领袖说，你们的父啊是魔鬼，是恶者？
Let me give you an illustration of what that would be like.
我来跟大家解释一下，这是像什么意思。
That would be like going to the biggest buildings, the biggest religious cathedrals, and going in and tell all of the religious leaders in Vancouver, the religious leaders, they're not real Christians, they're just religious leaders, and going in and say, your father is the devil.
这就像你进到一个大的房子啊，这个大的建筑里面都是那个宗教的领袖，你进去指着他们说呢，你们的父是魔鬼。
Can you imagine how upset and angry those people would be？
你可以想象这些人会多么的生气，多么的愤怒。
But that's exactly what he does in John chapter 8. He goes to the most, they're not real Christians, he goes to the most religious people. They have great buildings and they have great crowds of people, and he says, you are of your father the devil.
这就是耶稣完完全全做的事，他去那个特别大的这种宗教建筑里面进去了，跟这些宗教领袖们讲，记住是宗教领袖，不是真正重生得救的基督徒，说这些话。
So last week in our study you have on your outline the question, who is your father?
上一周呢，我们有这样的单张说谁是
the Almighty God or the devil?
是大能的神呢，还是魔鬼？
And the first study we did was the character of the devil.
上周我们就看了魔鬼的一些特点。
Okay. Now you've got one that says the character of God. You've got one that says the character of the devil.
所以两张单张的。
This is the one we did last week. We're not going to give the devil any more advertisement. Okay? We gave him enough last week.
所以我们上周讲的足够多了。
You can go back and look at your outline, but I just want to call your attention to the big letters at the bottom.
那我只是想回顾一下最底下一句话。
No matter how smart or how powerful the devil is, he can never defeat our God.
不管他多么狡猾，多么有能，但是他永远不能打败我们的神。
And we finished our study last week by saying, at the end, when we see the devil compared to our God, he's going to look about that tall.
所以最终呢，当我们看魔鬼跟我们的神相比呢，他就这么高，就这么一点。
And our God is going to fill the universe, and this creature is going to be about that big compared to our God.
我们的神是充满宇宙的，这样的一个魔鬼，这个受造物就这么一点。
And when you read those verses at the end in Isaiah, this is what it says. It was like they all stood on their tiptoes, and they looked down at him, they looked up at God, and they said, that's the devil. Him? He's so puny.
就像那个以赛亚书这里说的，就是他看起来和我们的永生神比起来就什么都不是啊。就是你到末世的时候，你看见魔鬼，你再跟永生神一比，你能会很难想象，就他妈这么小。跟神怎么能比呢？
But don't let him deceive you.
但是不要让他欺骗你。
He can come like an angel of light.
他可以光明的天使的形象。
And he has really, really good arguments, and he wants to lead you down the wrong path.
而且他有非常非常看起来好的逻辑，他要把你带到灭亡的路上。
Do not listen to the devil.
不要听从恶者的。
When the devil talked to Eve in the Garden of Eden, the first thing she should have done is said, I'm not talking to you, I'm getting my husband.
所以当恶者在伊甸园里跟夏娃说话的 来欺骗他的时候呢，夏娃应该说的第一句话就是说，我不要跟你说话，我要去找我的丈夫。
But she talked to the devil and she was deceived, and then her husband was deceived as well.
但是她直接跟魔鬼对话了，然后她被欺骗了，接着她的丈夫也被欺骗了。
If you are never born again, you're never going to be in the family of God. Your sins will never be forgiven, and at the end, you're going to spend an eternity in hell with the devil, your father.
如果你没有重生呢，你也没有得到罪的救赎，那在最终末世审判的时候呢，我们就只能待在魔鬼的家呢，和我们的父魔鬼一起受审判。
Okay, now let's look at the next outline. It says, the character of the Almighty God. Put the devil at the bottom of the list, okay? That's where he goes. Now we're going to look, and let me say before we look at this, this is not exhaustive. This is not all that God is like. These are just a few points.
所以我想说的，虽然我们这里列了一些，这个根本都是不全的，这只是神的本性当中的一部分。
Now, the very first thing that I want you to remember, and this is foundational for you.
所以第一件事我想提醒大家，这是一个基础。
Is that God was not created.
神不是被造的。
The devil was created.
魔鬼是被造的。
By God.
是神造的。
But God was not created.
神不是被造的。
So I know what you're thinking.
我知道你在想什么。
You're thinking, where did he come from?
那是他从哪里来的呢?
Right?
是不是?
He didn't come from anywhere.
他不是从任何地方。
He was always there.
他一直在那里。
That's a big one. There's no doubt.
这是一个非常
Everything that you and I know has a beginning and an ending.
我们所知的一切都有一个开始，一个结束。
You know, even the world had a beginning.
即使这个世界
and 11 ending. Okay.
有一个开始
Every person has a beginning and an ending.
有个开始有个结束
But not God.
不是神神不是的神不是这样
Now here is where you are going to be taking a step of faith.
所以呢现在我们需要有一个信心往前的一个跳跃
Like many things in your Christian life, you're going to have to say, God said it and I believe it.
就像很多在基督徒里面的我们需要去凭着信心相信的说神说了我信
I had a friend who used to say all the time God said it I believe it and that settles it
我有个很好的朋友他经常说这句话神说了我就信了就这样这个争论就结束了
And then one day he came to the conclusion God said itWhether I believe it or not, that settles it.
然后呢，有一天呢，他说应该更准确的是这样，神说了，不管我信不信，他都在那里了。这个争论都结束了。所以无论我信或不信
，Just because I believe it doesn't make it true. It is already true, whether I believe it or not.
不管我信或者不信呢，它都是那真理，不改变它真理的本性。
I was trying to preach the gospel in Ireland one day.
有一天呢，我在爱尔兰讲道。
And I would tell him the people, whatever God says, it's going to happen.
我告诉大家呢，我说不管神说什么，就一定会发生。
Whether you believe that or not, it's going to happen.
不管你信或不信呢，这都是会发生的。
And while I was preaching, there was a railroad track.Behind the building, and you could hear a train going by.
我讲到的地方的背后啊，房子背后是有一个铁道的，你会听得到的那个火车来来去去。
And I was thinking about that as I was preaching.
我讲到的时候呢，我就在想那个后面的火车的事。
And I said, everybody heard that train go by, right?
我就说呢，是不是每一个人都听见
said, yeah,
有火车路过？ Yeah. 他说是，大家都说是的。
So I said, do you believe in trains?
那我说你相不相信火车呢
Well. Yeah, did you see it? Well, no, we didn't see it, but we heard it and the ground was shaking and we believe a train went by.
但是你们看见了吗? 我没看见, 但我们听见声音了, 感觉到地在震动了, 我们就相信。
I said it would be really stupid to say I don't believe in trains.
那我说是不是非常愚蠢如果我当时说我不相信有火车。
But I said, if you went and stood on that railroad track and said, I do not believe in trains.
如果你走出去, 你站在那个铁道当中, 你说我就是不相信有火车。
If you stood there long enough, you would believe in trains.
只要你站在那足够长的时间, 你就一定会相信。
Are you asleep or what's going on? If you stood in the middle of a railroad track and said, I don't believe in trains, I do not believe in trains, at some point, you're going to believe in trains, but it's going to be too late.
他就想表达一个意思,就是你只要站在铁道中足够长,你就一定会相信有火车,但是相信那一刻就晚了。And
let me tell you this. Yeah, you can say, I don't believe in God and I don't believe in judgment.
然后一样的,我们再换一个说法,我说我不相信神,我也不相信审判。
That doesn't change the truth.
这也不会改变这真理。
Just because you don't believe in it.
不会因为你不相信。
You see, one day you will believe in God and one day you will believe in judgment, but it will be too late.
一样的道理,你只要站在那不信的位置,足够久,有一天你一定会相信,你也一定会知道。
Let's go to Exodus chapter 3 in our Bible. Okay. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. 3 and 14. We're not going to look all of these references up, but there's a few key references we'll look at. The context here is that God wants to send Moses back into Egypt to tell the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, to let the children of Israel go.
这个事情的背景呢,是神要差摩西回到以色列, 带领以色列的子民呢, 从法老的奴役下呢, 走出来。
So Moses said, we got a problem.
那摩西呢, 就说, 我们有个麻烦呢。
They're going to ask me, who sent me? Why am I coming? Why am I doing this?
然后这些人一定会问我, 谁差我来的? 我来做什么?
And God tells him in verse 14,
神就回答摩西的14节,
I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
中文翻译是我是自有拥有的,又说你要对以色列人这样说,那自有的打发我到你们这里。
Now, the language is very important here.
这里的语言非常重要。
God did not say to Moses, Moses, you tell them I was sent you.
因为神没有说呢,摩西啊,是我过去世的这个我是差你来的。
Because that would mean that I was something, but I don't know what I am now, but I was.
这里的如果他讲的是过去我是呢,过去时态呢,就是我以前是,现在不是了。And
God did not say to Moses, Moses, you tell the children of Israel that one day I'm going to be.
上帝也没有跟摩西说呢,你要告诉以色列孩子,那个我将来是的,那个要来,要差我来。
He didn't say I was, and he didn't say I'm going to be, he said I am.
他没有说我过去是的。 也没有说我将来是,他说现在,
what does that mean? I am.
I am, 就我是,这个是什么意思?
What does that mean?
什么意思?
Forever.
Forever? No beginning?
No
ending?
没有始,没有终.
Always present tense.
永远都是当前的这个状态.
Okay. Now, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. I don't know if we got that reference. That's in Psalm 90. You don't have to turn there. From everlasting to everlasting, God says he is God.
神说呢，从永远到永远，他是神。
This is one of those things that you and I are going to have to say, okay, I don't know where he came from, and I don't know where he's going, but he is the eternal, almighty God. That's what he says, and I'm with God.
所以他是那个永恒的大能的神。
Okay, number two, God is love. We're looking at some characteristics of God. God is love.
神是爱,第二个神是爱。
Now, someone here is going to quote a verse for me about God's love. Who is that going to be?
谁能引用一些经文来说神是爱呢?
John 3:16. Who can say that verse? In English. Without cheating. Okay, students, let me tell you something. This is one you want to memorize. Okay? If you can say it in Chinese, that's okay, but I can't check you in Chinese. But this is one you want to get down pat. Okay? You want to... I'll tell you the way to learn it. You write it, and I don't know if you'll write it in English or however you're going to write it. You write it on a little card, and you put it in your pocket or somewhere in your purse, and every day you look at that several times a day, and you just read it. Just read it. Don't say it. You don't even have to say, I'm going to memorize it. Don't even try to memorize it. But read it about 15 times a day. Just pick it out and just read it. And then pick it out and read it. And then pick it out and read it. And then go on your way and then pick it out and read it again. And you know what? Within 1 week, you can take that card and throw that card away because you will have it. Because reading the Word of God day after day after day, it'll become part of you. This is the best way to memorize. Sorry. It's the best way.
所以他说给大家一个很好的建议，不一定是英文，你就写个中文。那你把这个写在一个小卡片上，他说这个是圣经里最重要的一段经文了。那你写在小卡片上，你每天拿出来读，你一天拿出来读个十几遍的，一个礼拜以后，你这张卡片你可以不要了。这是 读圣经记住它最好的方式，你不用尝试去背它，你一直读，它就成了你生命的一部分。
That's the best way, I'm telling you, to memorize the Word of God. You read it and you study it, and you study it and you read it, and you go over it and over it, and you will have it.
你就读，然后你学，你学了呢再读，一遍一遍的呢，你就成了你生命的一部分，就记住了。
Now, how do we know that God is a God of love?
我们怎么知道神是神爱的神呢？
Okay, now I'm going to embarrass my wife. Watch this. So you got it. When I say funny things, sometimes you get it. And I know you don't always have to have translation here. So I saw you right away. You looked at her. Okay.
I'm
going to say something, and probably not going to embarrass her, but I'm going to put her on the spot.
我要讲一点关于我太太的事情。我发现你们其实能听懂英语，因为我发现我讲到我太太的时候，你们都在看她。Okay.
How do you know that I love you?
你怎么知道我爱你呢？
This ought to be good.
You tell me. And you show me.
There, you win. Yeah. Right answer.
你告诉我，然后你显明给我看。
How do we know God loves us?
我们怎么知道神爱我们呢?
The Bible tells.
Okay, He tells us.
他告诉我们。
And
He
sent His one and only Son.
Okay, He shows us.
一样的，一模一样，就是他既告诉我。
Romans 5 and verse 8. Ready? Romans 5 and 8. God showed us His love.
五章八节，罗马书五章八节。
Okay, turn there. Romans 5 and 8. God showed us His love.
We
say, how did God do that?
我还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在就在此向我们显明了，显出来。
Somebody read the last part of that verse. God, your translation might say, He demonstrated His love, or He manifested His love. God showed us His love, and how did He do that? What's the last part of that verse?
他怎么做到的呢？他显明他的爱是用什么来显明的呢？谁能告诉我？
All right. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，神基督就为我们死了，就是这么显明。
I want you to think about it this way. Love is a word of action.
所以我要告诉大家一个事情啊，爱呢是一个有行动，带出行动的一个词。
If I only said to my wife, I love you, but I never showed her that love, that's not love.
如果我只跟我的太太说
That's words.
我爱她，但是我从来没有任何的行动，这个不是爱，这只是话而已。
You think about it this way, God did not sit in heaven and say, I love you.
所以你要想一想这样的一个事实，神从来不是坐在天上说我爱你的。
He stepped out of heaven one day in the person of Jesus and proved it to us.
他以耶圣子耶稣的道成肉身的形式，有一天他出来，来到地上，来显明给你他爱你。
Now there's another verse I'm going to give you. It's not on your paper, so you want to write this one down. It's John chapter 14. And it's verse 21 and 23. John chapter 14, verse 21 and
23.
In verse 21, Jesus, I'll wait, some of you are not there yet. John chapter 14, verse 21. Okay. Now watch what Jesus says. He said, the one who has my commandment and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. Now look, love is a word of action.
看啊，爱是有行动的一个词。
You can get up in the morning and say, Jesus, I love you.
你可以一早起来说，耶稣，我很爱你。
And then you can go throughout your day proving that to Jesus by what you do.
啊，你可以一整天，你可以用你的行动呢向神显明。
Or you could say to Jesus, I love you, and never do anything to prove it.
你也可以跟耶稣说我爱你，但是没有做任何事情。
In this verse, he says, if you do what I ask you to do, you are the one that loves me.
所以这里耶稣说呢，你听爱我的就会遵守我的命令。
Verse 23. Jesus said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. See that?
看见耶稣回答说呢，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。看见吗？
Okay. Now, we know that love is a word of action, and we know that just saying it is not enough. But what? How would you define love? Just love itself.
那我们也知道呢，爱是一个带出行动的词。那你不能说只是嘴巴说，那我们怎么来定义这个爱呢？就给它下一个定义。
How would you define the word love?
定义爱这个词。
First Corinthians 13. All right, write that down. First Corinthians 13.
林前哈，哥林多前书十三章。
And then do you remember, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 13, but do you remember Jesus saying, greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friend.
对，耶稣说过，就是人。
And that is, I'm breaking a new Bible in, I hope I can find it. John chapter,
约翰福音有这么一处。人所显明的爱没有比这更大的，也是耶稣替我们死在十字架上。
Oh boy, I could find it in my other Bible. Harold, where is that? Greater love than
my Bible.
Isn't that amazing? And you'll find that for us, I'm sure.
John 15:13.
Thank you. Okay. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Now, maybe you have heard of this, or maybe you have watched maybe sometimes a war movie or read a book about war. And sometimes in war, one soldier will protect his friends by being killed himself.
你可能也听过或者也见到过电影里这样的情形，在战争当中呢，一个士兵为了他战友的生命自己牺牲了。
So I think from this verse that the Lord Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life, I think we can say, love is sacrificial.
所以呢，在借着这节经文呢，我们可以这么理解， it, 爱就是牺牲啊。
It cost you something to show your love.
所以你显明你的爱呢，是由你自己要付出一些代价的。
Sometimes you give up your own right or your own way to love another person.
有的时候呢，你会放弃自己的一些权利或者你的一些行的道路呢，来显明让别人看你是爱的。
So love is sacrificial. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
爱是牺牲哈，所以我们来看约翰啊，那个哥林多前书十三章。
1 Corinthians 13. This is a whole chapter
一整章
about love. And what love is. Okay, there's 13 verses. Why don't we have 13 people read one verse each? And why don't we start at the back? The last shall be first.
Okay. Yeah. 我们顺反着读上了，要读中文就好了。
啊，读中文就好。那是读一节，
一节，一人一节。
林前十三章
中文，中文。
说，啊 ，OK。我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了灵的奴，想的娃拔一般。
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，没有爱，我就算不得什么。
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
爱是永不止息，先知 先知讲道，智能终终必归于无有；说方言，智能终必停止，知识必终必归于无有。
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有的。
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，继承了人就把孩子的事丢弃了。
嗯，
完了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Okay, now there are three words that are mentioned in the text, and one of those words is greater than the other two words. What are the three words that are mentioned in this text?
在这样上下文里面呢，提到了三个词，当中的一个呢比那两个更大。这三个是什么呢？
And one,
faithful, and love.
Okay, very good, very good. Now, don't you find this very, very interesting?
因为发现很有意思。
That love is greater than faith.
爱比信心更大。
I think that's very interesting.
就是非常有意思。
And love is greater than hope.
爱比盼望也更大。
You see, God is love, and He is greater than anything else.
神就是爱，他比一切都大。
But if I were to say to you, what is love? What would you tell me from this passage?
如果我问你呢，什么是爱呢？你会从这里怎么来回答我？
Now, while you're thinking about that, I want you to think that everything in this passage that is said about love could be said about the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
我就想告诉大家呢，这里讲到关于爱的一切呢，都能够用来描述耶稣基督自己。
Everything you read about love, that is Jesus.
你所有读到关于爱的一切呢，那就是在讲耶稣。
Okay, in verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. See that?
爱是恒久忍耐。
I don't know, what's your, is that a good understanding of those? Okay. Long suffering, patient, all those things. Does not envy. What does envy mean?
嫉妒是什么？爱是不嫉妒。嫉妒是什么？
You're better than me and I'm not happy.
You know, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Jealousy is, I wish I had what you had. But envy is, I wish I had what you had and you don't have. You know?
他说 jealous 这个英语词呢，就是也是嫉妒的意思。他是表达的就是我希望我有你有的。这个 envy 这个词，这个英语词比 jealous 还要这个，也是嫉妒的意思，还要更强烈。就是我希望我有你有的，我也希望你没有。
Real love, that's what she said. Real love is if your friend or someone else has some really great blessing from God, you don't go, oh, I wish I had that great blessing from God, or I wish they didn't. You go, yes, God bless them. Isn't that wonderful? That is so good. That's what real love does.
那真正的爱呢，就是当你知道，你有了救恩，然后呢，另外一个人也得救，你会特别的高兴，你说，哎呀，太好了，这个他也得救了，这是真正的爱的。
We heard a story the other day, and I'll camouflage the story so you won't know where it came from. Camouflage.
Okay. 我会讲一个故事啊，我会把当中一些东西引掉，然后你不知道从哪里背景哪里。
A person went to this church for, I think, a long period of time.
有一个人呢，他去一个教会去了好久。
But they never became a Christian while they were at that church.
但他在那个教会里呢，一直没有得救。
And so they moved away, or they went somewhere else, they went to another church. And at that other church, they heard the gospel, and they became a Christian. So this person went back to that first church and said, I have become a Christian, I am saved now. And those people were not happy. They were not happy.
That's the reason.
Huh?
She said that's the reason he is not saved in
the other church.
Very good, very good.
Exactly, probably exactly right. But my point is, if they wanted to show real Christian love, they would be happy they got saved, no matter where they got saved. See, real love is like that. You rejoice with those who rejoice. Love does not puff itself up and parade itself around. I am a Christian. Look at me. I am so good. It is not rude. It doesn't break into other people's conversations. It doesn't dominate the conversation. Let's suppose your friend was talking with somebody else in the break, at snack time. Your friend was talking to somebody else. And you really wanted to talk to your friend. And you wanted to talk to your friend so bad, you went over there and you said, now let me tell you, don't listen to her there. I want to tell you something right now. Yes, you're my friend. Don't worry about her, you know. Love does not do that. That is not Christian love. That is not Jesus love. That's being rude. Okay. Does not seek its own way. You ever meet people and the only time they're happy is when they get their own way? If they say something and you don't like it, they're very unhappy, you know? If they make a suggestion and you go, no, that's not a good suggestion, I don't like that, oh, they're very unhappy. Christian love's not like that. Look at the last part of verse 5. Is not provoked, thinks no evil. The word provoke means irritated. Yeah. Do you ever meet someone that just irritates you? Well, let me tell you something about Jesus' love. You can't irritate it. You can't. If somebody really gets in my face, Jesus said, you just return harsh things with kind things. You don't return evil for evil.
So, 当一个人很大的得罪你、激怒你的时候，耶稣的回答是，你总是用。 你不是以牙还牙，以眼还眼，你总是用和善来回应他的逼迫。
We had a, I'm going to try this. We had a discipline situation in our assembly.
那我们有一个受管教的例子在我们的教会里。
There was a member in the assembly that was acting not Christ-like and the elders had to talk to this person.
在教会的有一个弟兄，做的不是按照基督的方式去做的，然后长老就去跟他谈。
This person, it happened to be a lady. This person was very jealous and very particular about who she would be a friend with or not be a friend with.
啊，这是个姊妹啊。那这个人呢，他非常的嫉妒啊，或者心眼也比较小，他就只愿意跟某一部分人交往，不愿意跟另外一部分人成为。
And some of the other ladies were they were very discouraged and they were hurt. They were very hurt because of the way that this woman was acting toward them.
那因为这个姊妹的这个行为的方式呢，有些其他的姊妹就是特别的受伤，也非常沮丧。
She was not being nice to other people, picking and choosing, and it was a big problem. Everybody knew it.
所以非常大的问题，她是总是挑来挑去的人，然后她不是特别友好，对。
So the elders, and I was one of several, we had to talk to this lady. And these are very difficult conversations. So we said to this lady, you are acting inappropriately toward other women in this assembly.
那我们就跟他说呢，你的行为方式呢不是特别合适，对他人也对其他的教会的人。
Some you invite to your house, and others you say I don't want you in my house.
有些呢你就邀请去你家呢，有些你甚至跟他说我不欢迎你来我家。
It's causing a really bad problem in the assembly.
这会在教会里造成很大的麻烦。
And you know what this lady said?
你猜这个妇人怎么说呢？
Next week, when I come back, I'm going to tell you what that lady said.
下一周我回来，我会告诉大家我这个发生
了什么。No, I'm going to tell you today.
我开个玩笑，我今天就告诉你。
No, it's not quitting down. This is what the lady said. She said, that's just the way I am. She said, that's just my personality. It's just, I'm sorry, but that's just my personality.
这个人就说，这就是我的，我就是这样的人，这是我的性格啊。我很抱歉，那就说这是我的性格，我就是这样。
You know what I said to that lady?
你猜我怎么跟她说呢？
I thought you became a Christian.
我想呢，你成为一个基督徒了。
Jesus changes personalities.
Amen.
See this? You got to get this.
耶稣改变了我们的性格。
Jesus' life cuts across personalities. It cuts across culture. And it cuts across bias and tradition. Jesus got a better way.
所以耶稣的生命啊，他把什么都替代了呢？他把你的个性，把你的习惯哈、啊，把你的这个偏见哈、啊，通通替代了，把你的文化啊，他有一个更好的道路，更高的道路。
See, if you become a Christian and you are acting in a non-Christian way, if you're acting in a sense, you cannot blame that on your personality because you are a new creation in Christ.
如果你已经得救了，那你依然还是用这样的方式来行事为人，你可以把这个归责于你的性格，因为呢，你已经有了一个新的生命。
If you're a Christian and you're acting in an inappropriate way, you need to confess that to the Lord and ask the help of the Lord to help you change your attitude.
所以该怎么做呢？如果你真的是重生得救，你 你应该这个时候来到主的面前，你跟他承认，你说这是
我的不对。
That
is not Christ-like to do those things.
因为这不是基督该有的方式。
We are representing the Lord Jesus. That's our job.
因为我们把自己的罪摆在耶稣面前，认罪悔改，求神帮助我们来改变。
I'm going to tell you one other story and then I'm going to move on. This story happened on Mars. Because I don't want you to guess where this was. It was another ethnic group. It was not North Americans where I was.
这是另外一个这个种族的一群人啊，不是我们北美的这个。
And so I started preaching from the Bible, and they became very angry.
然后我开始讲神的道的时候，他们就非常的生气。
And they came to me at this conference, and they said, "But you don't know our culture, and you don't know our tradition."
然后他就来到我面前说，你根本不明白我们的文化，更不明白我们的传统。
I said, you are right.
我说你是对的。
But I know the Bible, I said.
但是我知道圣经。
And I can't help it if your culture is wrong.
当你文化是不对的时候呢，我依然能帮助你。
See, this book is universal. It's not for North Americans.
所以这本书是宇宙的。
It's for every person on earth.
这是为每一个在地上的人的。
Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere,
北半球、南半球。
Any of the seven continents, and we learned them in English class, let me tell you.
我们在 ESL 课上都学习了七大洲。
And in every country of those continents.
每一个国家,所有的国家。
This book is universal.
这本书是全宇宙的。
You know what the culture and traditions of this book are in? They're in Christ.
所谓的这个文化和传统，这本书是什么？就是
God's ways，
基督里神的方法。
Most cultures are not very good anyhow。
很多的文化其实本身不是很好。
I came from a culture where I despised black people. I hated them。
我来自的一个文化就是厌恶黑人。
But I didn't know why I hated them。
我就是不知道为什么。
I just know that all the black people lived on one side of the tracks and all the white people lived on the other side of the track. We went to our school, they went to their school. We never mixed.
我就是一条火车道分开了两边的人，这边全是黑人，那边全是白人。我们去我们的学校，他们去他们的学校。
And then I got saved.
然后我就得救了。
I became a Christian.
我成了一个基督徒。
You know what God told me?
然后神告诉我什么吗？
Your background, your culture is wrong.
你的背景，你的文化是错的。
And I had to deal with that in my life.
我要在我的生命里呢，开始要处理这个点了。
And thank God he helped me deal with that. So red, yellow, black or white, all are precious in his sight.
Amen. 所以不管是黄的、白的、黑的，反正
The book is for everybody.
都是他的。这本书是归每一个人。
So don't you ever hide behind your culture.Or your bias, or your tradition, because Jesus cuts across all of that.
所以不要藏在你的文化、你的偏见、你的什么什么的背景里，因为耶稣已经高过这一切。
This is not white man's religion. This is Christianity from heaven.
这不是白人的宗教，这是基督，这是全宇宙、全人类的福音。
Look at verse 6 and in verse chapter
13.
Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
You know, sometimes when the bad guys get it, we go, yes, they deserved it. Oh, yeah, get them. They're the bad guys, you know.
有的时候我们看见恶人受罚的时候，我们特别高兴。哎呀，终于，你看，就他，要把他惩罚。
Now, there is justice.And there is judgment because God is going to do that. But we're not to rejoice in sin or unrighteousness or anything like that.
所以我们是会有这个审判会有公义的，但是我们不能在一切的罪上啊感觉到喜乐。
Sin is never right. It is never right.
所以是永远不对的。
But the truth is always right.
那真理是永远对的。
And wherever the truth is practiced, or wherever the truth is preached, whether you're from that church or another church, you rejoice in that.
不管这个真理是在哪里被讲出来，不管是这个教会讲的，那个教会讲，你听到以后，你就会开心。
Look at verse 7. Love bears all things, and believes all things, and hopes all things, and endures all things.
第七节是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Do you know that love just keeps loving? Did you know that?
你知道爱是永不止息的吗？
You don't love for a while and then you say, oh, I tried to love, I'm giving up on that.
你知道你不可能说，哎，我，我很努力的要爱，我只爱一段的时间就好了，后面就算了。
I was in Texas preaching one time and a lady came to me.
我在德克萨斯有一次讲道，有个姊妹，有个妇人上来跟我说。
And she said, my son has been in prison for 15 years.
他说我的儿子坐牢已经坐了15年了。
And I pray for him every day.
我每天为他祷告。
But she said, nothing has happened. He's still against God.
但是他说呢，什么也没有发生，他儿子还是抵挡神。
She says, you think I should just quit praying?
然后这个妇人就问我，我是不是还值得还继续祷告？
I said, love never quits.
然后我就回答说，
if you love your son, don't quit. I said, is God giving you a burden to pray?
我说爱是永不停止的。
She said, yes, but nothing has ever happened.
她说是啊，我有这个负担，但是什么也没发生。
I said, why would God give you a burden to pray if he wasn't going to answer your prayer?
那我就问他，为什么神给你这样的负担去祷告，他又不回答你呢？
Jesus didn't stop halfway to the cross. Love went all the way.
所以耶稣不会在去十字架的半路停下来，所以爱是会带你到成全的地步。
He could have quit, you know. He could have. He had the power.
可以停下来，耶稣耶稣可以停，他完全可以不做了。
Imagine he was born in Bethlehem, and when at 12 years old in Jerusalem, he said, well, after today, I'm just going home because things are not looking that good for me.
他完全可以生在伯利恒，到十二岁他在那个圣殿讲完道之后，他说，哎，我就回去了，这个不行，这个越来越不好玩了。
Or imagine he heals the sick and raises the dead and gives sight to the blind and he says, you know, things are not looking very good. I think I'm just going back to heaven now.
如果他就医好了瘫子、瘸子、瞎子，医好以后他在这里的事情不好玩，我要回天上。
Imagine Israel as a nation turns against him and they're trying to find a way to kill him.
你可以想一想，整个以色列国要反对他，要找一个方法杀了他。
And Jesus said, you know, it's not looking very good for me. I think I'm just going back to heaven now.
耶稣说呢，这个看起来一点都不友善，我要回天上了。
At any time he was on earth, he could have gone back to heaven.
在地上的任何一刻呢，他都可以回去。
And the hymn writer said he could have called 10,000 angels.
圣经上说他其实可以招十营的。
To destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you. Love bears all things. Look at verse 8. Love never fails.
第八节说，爱是永不止息。
Now all that to say, God is love.
这些都说明一个事实。
That's one of the characteristics of God, and much more. But we got to move along. You'll also notice that God is holy. What does holy mean?
神是圣洁的哈。
What does holy mean?
下面几个小点，神是圣洁的。圣洁是什么？
Oh wow, that's kind of neat. No sin, separated. What was this? Somebody here said something?
Pure.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. All of those things could be true.
所有这些都可以是真的。
But when God says, I'm holy, so you be holy, What does that mean?
然后如果神说呢，我是圣洁的，你也要成为圣洁，他是在这讲什么？
So he loves.
Is God saying, I'm perfect, so you be perfect?
他是在说呢，我是完美的。
That's a big one. That is a very.
你就是完美的吗？
You see, God knows that on earth, you and I can never be perfect. Don't think He would ever ask us to do anything we couldn't do by His Spirit or by His grace. God is perfect. That's not the problem. The problem is us. But when he says, I am perfect, or I am holy, you be holy, let me suggest what he's saying is, I am separated, and I want you to be separated. Sanctification is a growing thing, and the goal of sanctification is to be completely sanctified, separated to God. That's the goal.
所以分别，我是分别出来的，你们也要分别出来。所以成圣这个过程，它是一个过程，但是呢，成圣的终点是那个圣洁。
God is absolutely 100% set apart. He's set apart from sinners. He's set apart to Himself. He is perfect in that sense.
所以在这样的意义上，神是完全从。
I think this is the same lady that asked those other questions that were so hard. Remember
that? Yeah. 那时候在天堂他们是 holy 的吗？
So if this is a growing path of sanctification, so then in the final end in heaven, are all these Christians are holy? Are they holy?
Okay, we're going to talk about two different kinds of holy.
Yeah.
Or two different kinds of sanctification. You see, I've already got the diagram on the board.
Okay.
At the very moment that a person trusts Jesus Christ as their Savior, they are made absolutely, completely holy or sanctified in God's eyes. That's their position.
所以当一个人信靠耶稣得救的时候呢，他在神的眼里已经完全的，注意是完全的，没有任何的瑕疵的圣洁了，这是他的地位的圣洁。
See, what happens is Jesus and myselfWe engage in an exchange program. You've heard of exchange students? Well, God has an exchange program.
所以耶稣跟我呢，我们之间有个特别重要的交换的程序哈，就像我们交换学生一样，它有个交换的程序。
Okay. So the Lord Jesus says, "I'll take your sin and I'll give you my righteousness, my holiness."
这个交换就是耶稣说呢，我要把你的罪拿到我身上，所以他上十字架死了。但是呢，我要把我的义给你。
And that happens when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You are now, God sees you now in Jesus, which is perfect.
所以呢，当你信靠耶稣的那一刻呢，上帝看见了呢。是在基督里看见你了，因为基督是完美的，你就是完美的。
Yeah, even though I'm still on earth, and even though I'm not perfect in my practice, in my mind or my words or my action, in God's sight, I am made perfect in Christ.
那即使呢，我依然还是不是完美，我在地上呢，我会有很多的问题，但是在神的眼里呢，我已经是。
But you know the scriptures tell us to grow in holiness? So, I can't grow in my position because when I trust Christ, I'm already accepted into God's family. That's my position. But I can grow in my practice.
所以在我的地位里呢，我是不能成长的，因为我信的那一刻呢，我的地位就从这一群挪到了那一群。但是我可以在我的练习里、操练里，我可以成长。
You and I should be more holy today than we were yesterday in our walk with Jesus.
所以我们今天应该比昨天更加的圣洁，因为我们每天都在与神同行。
I should act like and talk more like Jesus today than I did yesterday. I should be growing in my holiness.
所以在我的圣洁里我会成长，因为我今天说话行为的方式会比昨天更像耶稣。
And God knows that I've already been forgiven and that I am holy, but He wants me to practice my position.
所以呢，神知道我已经是圣洁，但是他需要把我的地位呢练习出来，要把这个演习演练去practice出来。
Do you want to comment on that?
Sooner or later, yeah, but carry on.
Okay.
I'll do it later.
Okay. Okay. So to answer your question. I think your question was, at the end, is every Christian going to be holy enough to get into heaven? Is that sort of what the question was?
是这个意思吧？就是到最后的日子，我们是不是足够圣洁去天堂？
So it's Jesus that makes them holy enough to get into heaven. It is our fellowship walking with the Lord on earth, of which we grow more and more and more like Jesus in our life on earth. The two different ones. One is position, the other is everyday living practice.
所以在地位上呢，我们是从信的那一刻就已经是完全够资格。但是呢，在这个地上我们信完以后还有活着这段时间，神是让我们把这个东西活出来，就practice出来的。那个呢，我们是有一个增长的过程，每天会比每天。
Even the Apostle Paul said, I have not made it. I have not attained yet to where I want to be.
像使徒保罗那么大的使徒呢，他都说我还没有得着，我还离得很远。
What he meant was, I'm still practicing to be more holy in my life every day. He's already made righteous by Jesus, but he wants to live up to that. He wants to practice that.
所以他说呢，我依然没有得着，向着标杆直跑。他就是讲的这个意思。他每一天还是要比昨天更像耶稣。虽然他在信的那一刻，那最初的一刻，他就已经圣洁了，他就已经得救了。Sometimes
we use these words. There is positional sanctification. There is practical sanctification. And then there is perfect sanctification.
所以它会有三个 sanctification, 三个成圣，三个不同的定义。第一个是 positional 的，是地位的；第二个是 practical 的，是操练的；最后呢是 perfect 是完美的，就是在那最终的终局，耶稣那样。So
one day when Jesus comes or I go, then I'm going to have perfect sanctification because I'm going to be, my position and my practice are both going to be the same. It's going to be perfect.
所以当我们见到耶稣的那一刻，我们那个 positional 的和这个 practical 的会变成 perfect， 会都在一起。对，其实我就是这个问题，也就是说，其实对基督徒来说，在地上的其实是努力的一个过程。
操练的过程，对吧？那么接着刚才的话，我问第二个问题。那么我们在天堂，这时候其实就变成那个 perfect 的这个状态。其实我特别困惑的是，如果这个天堂每一个人都 perfect， 那么，因为其实我觉得地上我们生命中的很多乐趣，其实是来自于你的努力的过程和你从不完美到越来越好的一个过程，这是真正。 在我看来，这是生命意义中很重要的一部分，或者说肉体的生命的意义的很重要的一部分。那么我想问的是，如果在天堂，所有的人都是 perfect， 所有的状态，
没有乐趣了是吧？
我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们天天在心里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在那里，我们永远在
So the question is, the practical implication, she said actually, when we are on the world, we grow every day, spiritually grow, and the meaning of life is day by day. But when we reach the final stage of heaven, everybody is perfect. Which means we don't have any meaning of life, right? There's no need to improve.
Exactly the opposite.
Maybe you can go for it now.
The answer is very simple. When you get to heaven, you get to be like Jesus. And that isn't nothing. That is everything. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. 这就是答案了, 就是你不但不是说没有了意义, 反而是得到全部的意义了。
So I'm standing up, and so I'm going to say something. The word holy,
圣洁这个词呢,
is exactly as you have learned today.
就像你今天学习的一样。
But it's just a little bit more.
然后呢, 会比这多一点点。
In the original language, it means unique.
在它原文里面呢, 就是特别的, 就是独特的意思啊。
What does unique mean?
独特是什么意思?
Just one.
Only one.
就是唯一, 就是unique.
God says, I am unique.
神就说呢, 我是呢独特, 唯一的。
There's nobody like God.
没有其他任何人像神一样。
And then the Bible says, God says, be ye holy, for I am holy.
然后圣经说呢, 因为我是圣洁的, 你也要成为圣洁。
Now how can you do that?
那你怎么才能做到呢?
If God is unique, there's nothing like him.
如果神是唯一的,
and then he says, you be like me.
然后他说呢,
and the only reason he says that we should be like him is we can be like him.
我们有这样的权利。
Okay, now you think that through and you say that.
你想一想你会说,
is absolutely amazing.
你说这太奇妙了。
Nobody's like God.
没有人像神一样。
But if we trust Jesus as our Savior, we become like God.
如果我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，我们就跟神一样了。
The devil said to Eve, if you eat that fruit, you will be like God.
魔鬼跟夏娃说呢, 你要吃那果子啊, 你会像神一样。
And because she ate the fruit, she could never be like God.
正是因为她吃了那个果子, 她却永远不能像神那样。
But Jesus died so that if you and I believe, we can be like God.
正是因为耶稣死了，我们才有机会，我们能够成为像神那样。
So we started this morning by singing. We're going to end this afternoon by singing, and Norma's going to play for us. We're going to learn a little chorus. Some choruses are teaching. Some songs we sing are prayers, and Norma's going to go and play. And we're going to sing a little chorus, and it says this. To be like Jesus, all I ask to be like him. Can you think of anything greater?
No.
Can you think of anything more wonderful? Can you think of anything that would make you more happy? No. The words are, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory.
歌词的大意就是我们要像耶稣那样, 从地上到, 天上的这段旅程, 我们要像耶稣那样, 没有人像他那样, 是我们要像耶稣那样。
All I ask to be
我所要求的,
like
就是要像耶稣一样,
in love,
在爱里面,
in practice,
在我们操练里,
in knowledge,
在知识里,
in joy,
在我们的喜乐里,
all I ask
我所要的,
to be
就是,
like
Jesus.
This time, we're going to pray it. Okay? Don't worry if you get the tune right. Don't worry if you get all the words right. Make it your heart prayer. I want to be like Jesus. We heard all about his love today. We've heard about his holiness. And God says you can be like Jesus. Be holy, for I am holy. So here we go. You pray it this time.
Be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory.
A chance to translate. You tell him what you should tell him. We'll sing it again, and then we'll say Amen.
Okay. 就是这是一个也是一个祷告的圣诗啊。有的圣诗是祷告式的，有的圣诗是祷告式的。所以我们真的有这样的特权和蒙福，能够跟神说我要像耶稣一样啊。这就是这首圣诗想要表达的。我们可以边唱边从心里向神祈求，我们愿意像他那样。
Okay, we're going to sing it one more time so that you learn it. And one of the things that you can do, this is the song that you can sing in the middle of the night. Okay, this is our prayer. One more time.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory.
Pray.
Okay.
Lord, what a special time together this afternoon. Because it's all about the Lord Jesus. Whenever He is lifted up in our midst, we all are blessed. We thank you that you have a great plan for our life. And your plan is for us to be conformed to the image of your Son, the Lord Jesus. So, Lord, work with us today. Take your hammer and chisel to our life. Chip away and shape us more like Jesus today. In His name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.